January 8. Oil in your vessels. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Matthew chapter 25, verses 3 and 4. Many receive the truth readily, but they fail to assimilate truth, and its influence is not abiding. They are like the foolish virgins who had no oil in their vessels with their lamps. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, which is brought into the soul through faith in Jesus Christ. Those who earnestly search the Scriptures with much prayer, who rely upon God with firm faith, who obey His commandments, will be among those who are represented as wise virgins. The teachings of the Word of God are not yea and nay, but yea and amen. The requirement of the gospel is far-reaching. Says the Apostle, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Practical piety will not be attained by giving the grand truths of the Bible a place in the outer courts of the heart. The religion of the Bible must be brought into the large and the little affairs of life. It must furnish the powerful motives and principles that will regulate the Christian's character and course of action. The oil so much needed by those who are represented as foolish virgins is not something to be put on the outside. They need to bring the truth into the sanctuary of the soul, that it may cleanse, refine, and sanctify. It is not theory that they need. It is the sacred teachings of the Bible, which are not uncertain, disconnected doctrines, but are living truths that involve eternal interests that center in Christ. In Him is the complete system of divine truth. The salvation of the soul through faith in Christ is the ground and pillar of the truth. Those who exercise true faith in Christ make it manifest by holiness of character, by obedience to the law of God. They realize that the truth as it is in Jesus reaches heaven, encompasses eternity. They understand that the Christian's character should represent the character of Christ and be full of grace and truth. To them is imparted the oil of grace, which sustains a never-failing light. The Holy Spirit in the heart of the believer makes him complete in Christ. Review and Herald, September 17, 1895.